Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jeffrey.
That's College Park in Georgia, though.
Nah, man. College Park after dark.
That was College Park
PG
in Georgia.
County.
He was talking about.
Right, Jeff?
He was talking about College Park, Georgia.
Prince George's. College Park after dark. You don't know nothing about it, B.
Been there, done that.
Here's where we are. Earlier this week, Washington departed. Mutually agreed to depart with coordinators Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. The Joe Witt thing's 0 out of 10 of a surprise. The Cliff Kingsbury thing was on some level a surprise, right?
Yeah.
I think if it was October 1st and I said, B, Cliff Kingsbury's not going to be here in 2026, you would have said, yeah, that adds up. Cliff's going to get a head coaching job. I think by the end of the season, you would have said, whoa, they got rid of him? Because the head coaching track doesn't seem as obvious after a down year in Washington.
It doesn't.
I still think Cliff might get a head coaching job. But when John Harbaugh got fired by Baltimore, all of a sudden, we heard the report immediately that there were teams, even with existing head coaches, reaching out to Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miami has fired Mike McDaniel. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a longtime Michigan man. He has longtime ties to the Harbaugh family.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins went after Jim Harbaugh. It is widely believed that the Dolphins are now going to go after John Harbaugh.
Mm.
So what does that mean for Mike McDaniel?
We found it out today.
Gifted offensive mind. Right. We found out today that, hey, Mike, thanks for everything. See you later. McDaniel's been good in Miami. The defense hasn't been that good. The quarterback play hasn't been that good. Mike McDaniel undoubtedly runs really good offense. He runs the Shanahan zone blocking run scheme. Mm-hmm. Throughout his career, they've run the absolute hell out of the football. Mike McDaniel has been here in Washington on the Shanahan staff. And B, I want to read this. This is a statement from Dolphins owner Stephen Ross. After careful evaluation and extensive discussion since the season ended, I have made the decision that our organization is in need of comprehensive change. I informed Mike McDaniel this morning that he has been relieved of his duties as head coach. I love Mike and want to thank him for his hard work, commitment, and the energy he brought to our organization. Mike is an incredibly creative football mind whose passion for the game and his players was evident every day. Mm-hmm. I wish him and his family the best moving forward. I hear that, and I think the owner's like, hey, we really like you, buddy. But
but we saw something better yesterday, so we're going to go on and get that. There's also a connection with Mike and Debo, right?
Yeah, from San Fran. Mm-hmm. There's also a connection with Mike and Adam.
Yeah, so it's like that. Now, as you start looking through stuff and you see all these stories popping up now, you start leaning even more his direction. Because, listen, this offense, get under center, run the ball more, that's his offense.
A lot of variety, a lot of motion.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, I'm not anti-Kingsbury's offense, but that's the only one of those in the league. He's the only dude that runs mm-hmm. his style of offense. Around the league elsewhere, the teams that are playing some derivative of the Shanahan offense, Seattle, the one seed, the Rams, the Niners, the Packers, I mean, that's four of your top seven teams in the NFC go to the AFC. I mean, it's all over the place. Liam Cohen. Like, this offense, when it's run at the right level, can really work. I think Washington's athleticism on their offensive line can run the zone scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Mike McDaniel's now available. I do think he's going to get head coaching opportunities. I do. If you're Cleveland, or hell, if you're Baltimore, dude, and you get Mike McDaniel working with Lamar, I think he's going to get head coaching opportunities. Mm-hmm. But as far as Washington is concerned, consider McDaniel and Dan Quinn have a strong relationship. McDaniel and Adam Peters have a strong relationship. He's going to have ties to his players. He's already worked in that building. Brian Mitchell, I ask you and I ask the people on the phone lines, does McDaniel become the top candidate for this offensive coordinator position?
At this point, it seems like it. I think.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It seems like he will be because of the familiarity, the way he runs his offense, and things of that nature. But like I said, you never know. You never know. I think if he has a head coaching opportunity, he'll take that. I don't care if it's this year. I mean, I don't think coaches don't need a time off. Coaches coach. That's what they do. If he gets a head coaching opportunity, no way possible. But if he don't, I can see, yes, I'll take that step.
Do you have any concern that if you get McDaniel and it goes well, then he's going to be a head coach?
I can't have that concern. I think, look, man, you gotta, and that's another reason of why you try a younger guy. Sometimes but I think the position right now, you can't really go with the younger guy, because if the younger guy has a good year, at least people wait another year for it. You get 2 years of it. But a guy like Mike, you know, then some guys end up being coordinators for the rest of their career. You know, you get the head coaching opportunity and you don't fare well, you become an offensive coordinator, which is not bad in the NFL. They get paid seven figures too.
Not a bad life. Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's going to make plenty of money. I think he immediately becomes the top dog for this job. Let's let the folks on the on the phone lines weigh in. MGM National Harbor listener lines. Larry's in La Plata. What's up, Larry?
Good morning, guys. Fuel up the jet. You send it down to Miami right away. There's no doubt in my mind you hire him in a heartbeat. I suspect one or both of you have read a book that's out now. It's called The Why Is Everything. It's must reading, given what's going on right now. Brian, you will love McDaniel. He's like old man Shanahan, where he lives to run the ball, to create offenses. He would be the perfect offensive coordinator for this team.
The Why Is Everything. I'll have to check that out.
See, if it's on Audible, I'm going to get it.
Audible's a good app. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of reasons.
The Why Is Everything.
The Why Is Everything. You got to know your why.
We're not going to do that. We're not going
Let's just keep track of the calls here. So we've had one call that is go get them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe in Germantown. Joe, should Mike McDaniel be the top offensive coordinator candidate?
Go hire him now. Go hire him now. What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up?
Nothing. I definitely think that you should fuel Jet up. Go pick him up. No question about it. He will help the young kid out. It brings stability to the organization. No doubt, go hire him. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. That is two for two.
I just bought it, Jay.
Plus, all these dudes happen to be named Joe. We got another Joe.
I just bought the Why Is Everything.
Joe is in Leesburg. What's up, Joe? Should they go get him? What do you think about McDaniel?
Good morning, fellas. Happy New Year. You got to go get him. You know, we've seen these offenses here work to perfection. The zone scheme, I think about Bill. Bill in the zone scheme, man, is going to open so much up for him, for Jaden, all these easy throws in the middle and then the deep shot. Man, you got to go send the jet right now to Miami. Go get him. Bring him back home.
There you have it. Joe in Leesburg, all the Joes, 3 for 3 on the phones.
Those are Joes, not Joey's.
Yeah, Joey Savitt doesn't count.
Trying to take credit.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Listen, Mike McDaniel's available from Miami, largely because John Harbaugh is now available from Baltimore. That ain't Washington's problem. Okay. Phones are open. If we can make them work, we will take your calls. Mike McDaniel, top offensive coordinator candidate for Washington now that he's available. Seems like folks support it. Nobody go anywhere. David Aldridge at noon.